Recorded live from the heart of the Bakken, it's the Williston Works Podcast.
Welcome to the Williston Works Podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston. Williston Works brings you in-depth discussions with the entrepreneurs, small business owners, and investors who are getting it done in Williston, North Dakota. I'm your host, Sean Wanko, Executive Director of the Economic Development Office. And today, this is a really fun one for me because I have to say that of all the projects I've worked on in the last 14 years I've been with the office, this one probably posed one of the most challenges, but it's been probably the most rewarding. And what we're talking about the expansion of the Busted Knuckle Brewery coming into Williston because there's a sister one in Glasgow, Montana right now, but coming into Williston. And I have owners with me today, Jake Borison and Emma Kuster. Thank you guys for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, you know, I go back to with Busted Knuckle. I remember, you know, it started with a presentation at 1 Million Cups about more or less the Busted Knuckle Brewery and the rise in popularity in breweries. And I remember we just kind of sat down and said, what do we got to do to help to bring this to Williston? And that kind of jump started, you know, quite a few things with economic development, you know, from finding a building and financing and things like that, you know, everything that we tried to help to assist you with. But I want to go back. Why Williston? Why Williston is the number two flagship to what is a successful business in Glasgow? Why not somewhere else? Why Williston?
Well, I moved to Williston in 2011, so we had kind of, and we grew up pretty close. I mean, we'd go out to UMM, so we kind of felt a little bit connected to it. But I think at the time of the 1 million cups, all we were trying to do was distribute here. We weren't even really thinking about building a brewery here at that time. I don't think that was even a thought.
Well, and I want to go back to, I talked to, you know, this is family business we're talking about. So along with you two as brother and sister, and then mom and dad also, you know, with the Glasgow operation. That's one thing I love with small business and family small business. You guys are probably laughing, going, well, I don't know if it's that great being in a family small business. But I just love it how to see things expand and grow. So when you looked at Williston, you were selling beer in Williston, it was popular. I talked to a couple different places that were distributing your beer here, and it was, you know, by far, you know, their number one seller. Go ahead, Jake.
No, yeah, and I agree with you. And we were on that quite a few places, and I like Hops and Berry, and I think ours was the first beer that Hops and Berry blew a keg on.
Yeah.
When they opened.
It was crazy. So, you know, I'd asked some of these places, I said, well, hey, when Busted Knuckle comes in, I said, are you still going to sell their beer? And they're like, well, heck yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
We got to keep the people coming.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
How did the history of, let's talk about, you know, the brewing itself. How did that start as a family business?
Well, our dad, Ben, brewed in the garage and at home quite a bit when he was still a mechanic. And, it was gaining popularity, and people were wanting to have it at weddings and things like that. And that's really where it all started, was just at home, I think, for him.
And we go back, let's jump back to the Glasgow operation. How long has that been around then, once it started?
2014 opened up.
Okay. And you know, did you see success right away? What did you see?
It started out a little bit slower right away until kind of we found our crowd, or the people that, you know, wanted to drink that kind of beer or change it up from the bar scene and the style of beer.
Yeah. Now, when we talk, you know, we go back to getting into Williston, expanding into Williston. I mean, you guys are well aware this was a process that took a couple years. And it's funny because, again, I talk about economic development. And this is the part I love about my job is we just try to provide a little bit of guidance. You know, we say, hey, we could do this. We can work a bit with maybe our other departments in the city to expedite a few things if possible. But more or less, we just kind of, you know, after that, we kick you guys out of the nest and you go and you achieve success yourself. And that's what I think we're seeing with Busted Knuckle. You can't find a parking spot there to save your life on the way. And that's sometimes a good thing. I'm saying that's a good thing. But I mean, you have full parking lots there. Yeah. It seems like it's been very receptive to the community. Now, both of you are living now here in the community, correct?
I go back and forth. Moved back to Glasgow recently to start working on that brewery. About 3 years ago, I worked a rotation job in the oil field. Yeah. And then maybe about a year ago, I quit that and then just kind of go back and forth. So I help in Glasgow as well as over here.
Okay. And Emma, a little bit on your background.
So when Jake moved over here, I actually moved in with him and his now wife. And so he and I shared spaces for a little bit. And then I was a social worker here for the county. And then got married to a local Williston. And now we have kids and stuck here.
Well, I'll tell you, in a little plug, you know, you married into Handy Andy's nursery, correct?
Yep, yeah.
And you see that touch a little bit at Busted Knuckle when you go in there. It's the greenery and stuff that's set up.
Yes.
And specifically, I mean, you guys are working on the patio. That's going to be something that's really, you know, second to none we're seeing out there. One thing I can say that, you know, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, this one was a challenge for you guys. I mean, like I said, we've been doing probably a 2-year process. Mm-hmm. The building that it's in was actually an old shop that was owned by Williams County. Yep. So we had to go through the whole government bidding process to get this building. On top of that, we had some challenges with the title, I believe, and closing on the building. So that took extra long on that. COVID sets in. I don't know what else set in, but you guys kind of just kept forward and made a thing happen. But what were some of the discussions during that? I mean, was there any thought of like, you know what, we're pulling out of this thing?
No, I mean, it was definitely interesting. And the remodel took a long time and waiting to get the permits and waiting for the building to close and the property lines to be fixed. And it was, I mean, it was a long process but you were a huge help throughout that. I want to say that.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I couldn't have been more happy to see when the doors opened up and to see people in there and you know, it looks like it's, you know, again, it's just been really successful. We got COVID on the other end of us. People are back in and it's a good deal. So the process of brewing beer, because you brew it right on site.
Correct.
With Busted Knuckle.
Yep.
What does that entail? Walk me through this. You're going to take some beer, you're going to brew some beer. Before it hits the floor, what's that whole process entail?
I guess it starts out with just getting a grain bill and a hop bill and getting all the ingredients you need to make the beer. And then first thing we do in the morning is mill in our grain. We get whole grain and then we have a mill in there and feed it into a grist tank. And then that goes from there through a hydrator and into the mash tun. And, you know, that's where the sugars are extracted from the starches. And then from there, it goes to the boil kettle and boil for about an hour. And the hops are added during that time. And then it's chilled and put in a fermenter. And then it takes about another 2 weeks to 2 months after that until it's a drinkable beer. It's pretty much making sugar water prior to that, and then the yeast eats the sugar and converts that to alcohol.
What's the shelf life on something like that?
As long as it's kept cold and not exposed to oxygen and sunlight, years. I mean, it can last a long time.
Well, and then another thing too, I mean, when you look at, you know, a lot of people have just seen the front end of Busted Knuckle. We're talking about the brewing. We're talking about the back end. And you know, I know when I've been back there, you've got this giant cooler full of kegs back there.
Right.
And that's obviously not just for the business itself, but you've got a lot of proprietors out there that want to sell Busted Knuckle.
Right. And we're looking at expanding on that too.
Okay. So you guys would be expanding on that too. Yep. I mean, is the demands, you know, pretty, what's the outreach in that? Is that a regional thing?
We're looking to spread out a little further. So far we're pretty close. We really haven't looked at going out too far. We kind of just been, sticking local and working on our end of stuff, just trying to make our product the best we can make it before we really start pushing it. But we are looking into doing that soon.
Why do you think we talk about this in future of Williston? One thing about Williston, it's getting younger. It's a younger community. Average age is about 30, 31 years old here. And especially in economic development, I'm seeing this huge demand for things that the millennial wants. Okay, one of them is brew pubs. Okay, what is the draw now for on-site brewing and brew pubs? Why do you think that is? They're so successful today. What is different from compared to you know, my grandfather?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think I mean people feel more connected to it, and then everybody's palate seems to kind of be changing. You know, even as far as craft beers, even in the last few years, has changed. You know, now with like the IPA craze and even different styles IPA, you know, it wasn't like that even, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, right. Even with the craft crowd. So it's always changing, and I think people are promoting that or liking that.
How do you select? We're talking about, I mean, you've got, I was in there last week. I think I counted at least 12 different, yep. 12 to 14 or something on there.
Yeah, 12 beers, and we make a root beer and a cream soda that we put on tap too.
How do you decide what styles to put out there?
I guess the way that we, you know, we get a lot of feedback from the customers as far as what everybody is, you know, wanting. And then we like to mostly just looking for a variety so that, you know, no matter what your interests are when you come in, that we have something that you like too. You know, I guess it's kind of what we're trying to do. But
sure. Oh, go ahead, Emma.
We have two seltzers on board too. Correct. And so those are gluten-free options. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, there's a lot of people who are allergic to gluten. So we have the two seltzers and then, 14beers and 12 beers.
Well, it'll be 10 beers, two seltzers, and two pops.
Okay.
Well, even the seltzers have taken off. And again, it's just, yeah, it's changes to different ones and needs, but it's a good reflection on Williston, you know, that you guys have an offering here or something like that.
Right.
For young millennials or anybody that's into the craft beers and stuff, that there's something here you can come and enjoy. Right.
Totally different feel than a bar as well. Not only the beer being different, but just the atmosphere and the way we're trying to have.
I'm glad you touched on that, because that was funny. The first time, you know, that we started seeing it come together. I walk in, the one thing I notice, no TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And even myself, I'm kind of going, okay, what's going on here? You know, kind of the explanation was, well, you might have to actually talk to your neighbor. You know, you might have to actually talk to the people you came with instead of watch TV. And I don't think it's been a problem. I mean, there, I see people, you know, have a conversation. You guys got board games, you got, you know, different types of games and stuff in there. And it's, like you said, it's a totally different atmosphere. It's laid back.
Right.
And it's just a cool feeling.
Yeah. It's surprising how many people mention, you know, afterwards or when they're leaving or whatever, that they didn't even notice that there was no TVs. You know, it's not even something that crosses your mind if you're having a good conversation or meeting somebody new or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I talked, if you're listening on the podcast, I mean, you got to check this place out. Atmosphere is cool. When you guys have the garage door open, you talk about your dad being a mechanic. It's got that mechanic feel in there. You know, when you remodeled the inside of that building, you kept a lot of the old shop features and just gave it really this cool, authentic look.
Right.
And it's just something that's really neat, I think, for Williston. We talk about being an entrepreneur. Again, you guys did it. I mean, you worked with us in the Star Fund. I think we did a FlexPace, a low-interest loan, working with your local lender in the Star Fund. Again, you went through a lot of challenges. If there's an entrepreneur out there thinking of doing something, what is some advice that each of you would give that entrepreneur if they're going to do business in Williston?
Like, I mean, I guess first thing is having a plan, and the second one is talking to you and Keith. I mean, that's that would be pretty high on the list of mine. Is get in there and see.
Well, and you're referring to Keith Olson. He's the regional director for the Small Business Development Center. We work very close with him in Economic Development Office. Usually with Small Business Development, it starts with Keith. You know, we send him there. He works business plans, puts pen to paper, runs numbers. He's a very, very valuable resource for the community. Yeah. We're glad to have him. We're glad that you guys worked with him.
And I would also add to that too is the relationships that we've built, business relationships we've built with other businesses too, and even including the city and the county and all of those additional pieces that we had to go through. Those relationships are still there. There's still some of those people who come in still.
It's been tremendous. I mean, we really welcome you into the community. We're glad that you're here. You guys have brought, I tell people this all the time. I mean, you had a successful, you have a successful brew pub in Glasgow. Okay. You could have went anywhere. You could have expanded it anywhere. You chose Williston, and you know, we thank you for that. And you know, it's been a very valuable added asset to this community. You know, so we thank you for that. So I'm going to give you guys the final the final thought and final answer. Anything you'd like to say? But we talk about the busted knuckle. What does the future hold? Are we looking at expansions anywhere? Or are we? Where are we going?
Gonna take a break for a little bit.
Yeah, 2 years into a project, I think, has been a few months too many.
No, it was fun. It was interesting. It was definitely challenging. And you know, we did most of the remodel ourselves, except for the electrical and the plumbing and some of the concrete work. But yeah, a break is looking forward to that. I mean, you never know what the future holds. There wasn't ever going to be a second one, but we're sure glad to be here with it.
So if anybody has questions about Busted Knuckle or want to look for more information, where can you guys be found?
We're on Facebook and have a website and Instagram. Busted Knuckle Brewery Williston is our Facebook, and BKB Williston is our website.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, we thank you again, and thank you for being on the podcast, Jake and Emma. Here's to many years of success with the Busted Knuckle in Williston.
Thanks for having us.
Also, thanks for listening to today's episode of the Williston Works podcast. This is brought to you by the City of Williston. Please like and subscribe for more interviews and content. And to learn more about Williston, North Dakota, visit cityofwilliston.com. I'm Sean Winko, Executive Director of the Economic Development Office. We will see you next time.